Rock and roll football
on Absolute Radio
with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson.
La 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 la. Just did my vocal warm up.
Me.
You. Do you ever do vocal warm ups, Dyson?
No.
Never, not once in your life.
Well, no. Maybe in my old youth drama days, you know, when you used to go in the theatre.
Why have we never talked about your youth drama, have we?
You know, at College Street Arts Centre, in Notts, we used to go and do youth theatre there.
And
then we went up to Edinburgh Festival, performed on the Fringe. I have talked about this to you in the past.
Do you remember this, Liam?
Yeah, you see.
How have I forgotten? I feel like a terrible friend and colleague for forgetting it.
I toured schools in the Midlothian area doing a version of Aesop's Fables.
And what characters did you play?
I was the narrator. I was like a goat. A narrating goat.
Did you put on a goatee
like
voice?
No, I didn't grow a goatee.
Hello, I'm the narrator.
That's when I used to do vocal warm-ups. But generally, no.
You wouldn't put on any... There was no, like, sort of... You wouldn't occasionally put in a goat noise.
Probably, yeah. I seem to remember. It was a long time ago, but I seem to remember being slightly goaty.
Yeah, welcome everyone, and welcome to Aesop's Fables. Like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
There's been a goat. Yeah. You should. It's a shame we didn't
should
talk about this.
Should bring back the goat.
Yeah, maybe.
Possibly.
Man. Mm. Well, you may have gathered you're listening to the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Hi.
Dyson, what would you say was the highlight of the show?
Unfortunate incident involving my eyelids, has derailed the show. And then talking about fighting people. It's just flown by, hasn't it? So I mean, there's a lot to get your teeth into.
Enjoy!
Brace yourselves. It's time for the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Tom Hanks is in the stand watching his beloved Aston Villa, which is always weird to see, but, you know, nice at
but,
the same time.
You know, Villa have Hanks, Forest has Dyson.
Ah.
I know what I would rather have. I know which megastar I would rather have. Cheering us on in today's 3 o'clock kickoffs, and here to preview them is the red-hot Matt Dyson.
Oh, yes, fresh from their huge win at Arsenal in midweek on Amazon Prime Video, with bottles of Prime drink being thrown at Kevin De Bruyne. Man City are back in prime position at the top of the table and back on the prime time Saturday 3 o'clock kickoff slot. Leader of the Autobots, Pep Optimus Prime Guardiola, has his players primed and ready for action. In his prime, the prime candidate, a prime example of pure prime beef. Okay, I've exhausted the word prime. Who stands in their way today in the Premier League? Why, it's Stevie Cooper and his massive band of merry men in the fortress that is the City Ground. Will the mist rolling in from the Trent affect Pep's vision today? One side who've been spending money with gay abandon after a seemingly reckless transfer spree against the team potentially in hot water for breaking financial fair play rules. At least we won't be left with an entertainment deficit after this
Certainly
in the black when it comes to goals, surely. Another team who's been spending big in the January sales is Chelsea. A lot of speculating but not much accumulating of goals for Potter's impotent blues. He's not going to be leaving much of a legacy at Hogwarts in Israel. He's becoming more of a cursed child. His side have only scored 4 goals this year so far, but surely even they can get a couple against rock bottom managerless Southampton. Nathan Jones stayed on too long, then Jesse painted a picture about how it's going to be, but Marsh talks broke down probably when the former Leeds boss started doing that finger clicking thing that kids used to do in the 90s. Surely now Deitch is spoken for. It's time for Big Sam Red Adair Allardyce to be called out again. If you think that's ridiculous, there was a talk earlier this week of Harry Redknapp coming out of retirement at the age of 75 to take over at Leeds. Speaking of Leeds and Everton, they face each other in another of the many 3 o'clocks this afternoon. 6th place, 7th at the Amex as Brighton take on Fulham. Wolves are at home to Bournemouth, and Brentford face Palace in a London derby. There's a lot to keep abreast of goal-wise in the Championship and the Scottish Premiership as well, with Rangers and Celtic both in action. So ditch the prime, crack open your last remaining can of Lilt, and enjoy the totally tropical taste of rock and roll football.
Yes! Amazing! thing to... Oh, he's knackered. He's collapsed back into that chair like a boxer on his stool at the end of a title fight. He's got two men next to him.
Throw in the towel.
The cut man working the face. He just flobbed into a spittoon. Wow. It really... someone's all his... The big prime that you missed, I thought you were going to go to Southampton.
Yeah, which one?
Supported by the Prime Minister.
Of course, damn.
But, you know, okay, you know, well, doesn't matter. But you were doing so many primes. So
that was the last prime, the one prime I didn't do. Yeah. Oh, well.
But you can do it next prime.
OK.
Arsenal absolutely desperate for a winner here after what happened in the week. Did you watch Arsenal City?
They're banging on the door, aren't they? Yeah.
They are.
Yes, it was a great game, wasn't it? I really enjoyed it.
It was. It's hard, isn't it? Because I like Man City and I've always had a soft spot for them. But no one saw Arsenal's title chances coming before the season. So there's a part of you that really wants them to do it.
Yeah, I do. And it sort of felt like in the early noughties a bit, watching Arsenal in a big, important nighttime game in the Premier League, because they haven't had much at stake for a while, have they?
No. You just wink at me. What was that? Did you see that?
I didn't mean to wink at you.
Not much at stake for a while. I was like, what? Are you threatening me? What do you mean? Or are you flirting with me? Why did you do that?
I was just trying to freak you out. No, I don't know. I had a sort of...
No, it was just
a
one-eye.
It was more of a blink.
No, it wasn't. Producer
blink.
Liam saw it.
It was meant to be.
You're listening to
we
HR live.
Get to
see. Good to HR, not VAR,
yeah,
mate.
To see
harassment.
What happened there? But
what did happen there?
I thought I was blinking, and one of the eyes didn't move. So.
Blinking with one eye. The Matt Dyson autobiography.
Blinking with
written
one
during
eye.
His 15 year stretch in Belmarsh, making my life a living hell.
So sorry, I wasn't winking. But I mean, I would happily wink at you. You know.
Well, no, I've seen
in
it.
In a playful manner.
That was. You look like a pirate.
No.
Just a wink. If you still
I don't
wink.
Wink at all. Yeah, that's a really
text
good
us
one.
On 8-12-15. Yeah. Do you still wink?
When was the last time you winked? Because I very rarely do. It.
Why would you do
it? I think it seems like inappropriate most of the time to be winking.
What would it
one
denote
eye?
Now? It would be more, wouldn't it, in a sort of courtroom drama?
Yeah.
I see it more in a film sense where there's
a sort of knowing thing.
Checkmate.
If you know what I mean.
Yeah, it's an unpleasant thing, isn't it?
Because the winking emoji is used quite a lot, isn't it? If you know what I'm saying.
I mean, it looks nothing like the face you just put. Like you're in physical pain. Two big late goals. The title race takes another turn.
Another twist in the tail.
Then we were talking when the goal went in there. It comes off the back of Martinez's head, off the underside of the crossbar.
Yeah.
You like him.
I like him, yeah.
What
yeah.
is the man? No one likes him.
I like a good wind-up merchant in goal.
But it's unsporting.
And what he did when he picked up the keeper of the tournament thing at the World Cup was childishly hilarious.
When he waggled the glove in front of his
love it, yeah. It's great. Not many people would do that, would they?
No, because most people are quite mature.
Type of character to do that.
But when he was kicking the ball away during the French penalties, that was horrible.
You've got to do what you can to get inside their heads, haven't you?
But sportsmanship matters, doesn't it?
I think he's just on the edge of sportsmanship. Just on the
on
edge.
The edge.
He pushes it just far enough.
I don't think he does. I think he's horrible. But I'm not surprised that you sort of managed to sit there winking at his colleagues trying
Look,
to put them off.
It was meant to be a blink. For some reason, one of the eyes didn't function. I don't know what happened.
Taxi Sue in Ilkeston.
Oh, yeah.
Says, I don't wink at all because I just look like I'm either chewing on a lemon or having a seizure.
So she avoids it. Okay,
yeah, I mean, when would you wink?
People do it a lot. You'd be surprised.
Okay, like when?
Producer Liam just said he last did it when he played Wink Murder as a child.
But that would have been like 15.
Yeah,
that was a long time ago. But it would have been like 15 years ago.
No, like a theatrical wink. You often do them in conversation.
Do you?
Yeah, you do.
What conversation? So I'd be saying, like, "Oh man, do you think Forrest are going to stay up?" And you go, "Yeah." Like, why is he winking at me again?
Unfortunately, it doesn't make a noise, does it? But, I mean, a sort of playful chat-up winking is...
Chat-up winking.
That doesn't happen anymore, does it?
So
all
what
right,
would...
Lab, it... All right,
lab. All right, lab.
On a building site or something like that.
Right, OK, so, like, it's basically in the same category as wolf whistling.
Actually, yeah. Yeah,
it's the sort of bawdy behaviour of the past.
So, yeah, like I say, I didn't do it on purpose. It was an accidental wink.
Oh, you know what? It's how quickly these words come to you. Didn't do it on purpose, an accidental wink, so, you know, won't do it again. A couple of people saying that they use the wink emoji.
Yes, yeah,
do you use it?
Sometimes, yeah, in a knowing, playful way.
But I don't think I ever use the wink emoji.
Don't you?
No.
Oh, well, I mean,
I use that one. You know, the one with, like, the
do,
sort
yeah.
of mad face, the tongue
face,
going, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, you do that
or
a lot.
Sort of sideways laughing one with the tears coming out.
Oh, yes, sideways and tears.
Or just the crying one with the...
Yes. Yeah, yeah, when you're feeling sad.
Yeah. But, like, if you can't make something, like, oh, I can't come out,
yes,
so I'm working.
That's right. Yeah, yeah. And you use the beer emoji a lot, don't you? The pints of beer
Do
emoji.
I?
Yeah.
Do
yeah.
I?
That must be in your top emojis, you know, if you look on your text message platform, you can see which
Oh,
ones
is that so sad?
No, it's not.
Oh, it's dad type stuff, isn't
well,
it?
Well, I think that's the thing. That's why I try and use emojis less now, because it's seen as a boomer thing to do.
Isn't that mad? So I always thought it was a young person
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, no, well, that was it. I spent time trying to catch up with emojis, and now you've finally got on top of them. You look old, so you have to stop using them.
So what do young people do instead of emojis, then?
Or they use different emojis. They don't use thumbs up like that. That's seen as a big... Ah. They frown on that.
So what do
they
use?
They use that gnarly thumb and finger one.
But that feels quite naff and old.
Yeah, it does. I think it does, yeah. But, you know, these are the trends in the modern world, aren't they, Fordy? You've got to keep on top of them.
We're trying to. Let us know when was the last time you winked. Or were winked at.
Ah, yes, yeah.
Because it's just happened to me and I feel kind of like not cool about it. Like, literally, like, it's actually quite a boomer thing to do. It's like,
I mean, it could completely die out. The next couple of generations, the kids won't even know what winking is.
Yeah. That's right, it's like basket weaving or whittling. Like, these are the British trades of the past that we need to preserve.
Classic wink.
Yeah, yeah, it's like speaking Welsh. We're going to have to invest in winking to make sure that the next generation can do it. It's a crucial part of our culture.
Subject at school, perhaps. Jeez, you know, I don't know.
Probably not.
No.
I had, I wouldn't say it was a strange lunch yesterday.
Ooh.
But you know when you find yourself maybe in a different town or a different part of town?
Yes.
And it's around lunchtime, you think, well, I've got options here I wouldn't ordinarily have.
Yeah, yeah.
How Explore. Do I maximise them? So I was near Exmouth Market in North London.
Okay.
Don't know if you know it.
I was going to say Exmouth down in Devon.
No. Exmouth Market down in London.
Nice, okay.
If you know what I mean.
Right.
Wink. And it was lunchtime, so there's all these food stalls there. You're like, wow, yes, you know, the modern world and what you can get. Curries, Chinese food,
burritos,
and French food, burritos, a lot.
First, everything, yeah.
Vegan food. So, you know, up and down. And then this guy just went, you want a jacket potato, mate?
Oh.
I was like, I'm not having a jacket potato at lunchtime. Because they're really good. Because I'll do you half cheese and beans, half a chilli.
Yeah. Oh, what?
I said, go on, yeah.
That's amazing.
I mean, I'd forgotten how heavy. I mean, it was massive. I took a photo of it, I'll show you.
Yeah, they seem to get bigger
Huge.
Potatoes. You can't buy potatoes that size in the supermarket, can you? But they always have them on the vans.
But you put it into like a... Exactly. Where do they get their potatoes from?
Huge.
Where do they get these, like, just going to farmers' fairs and buying all the...
Genetically modified potatoes. They're massive, aren't they?
Like prize winners.
Yeah, so you can't even eat the skin.
It's like award-winning Maras, these things. Anyway, so I had it. And I mean, it was just... But he put it in a bowl. So that you couldn't even see the potatoes, just then drenched in all this food.
Oh,
lunchtime.
Like beans, chilli and cheese on top.
The day was a write-off.
Oh, really?
I still feel tired from it.
Sluggish.
I woke up this morning. You know, usually I wake up at like 6 in the morning, I'm just like, zing, the day is new, up and about, coffee on the go, bush.
Yeah.
Whereas today, I just like, I can't even get out of bed till about half 11.
Sleepy face emoji.
Just
bloated face. Oh.
Beer emoji next to thumbs down emoji.
Thumbs
no beer for me today.
Potato emoji. Yeah,
I've never felt so heavy in all my life.
Really?
Maybe eating potatoes is a thing that's gone out of fashion as well.
Yeah, I suppose they're frowned upon by many people who avoid heavy carbs and stuff like that. But
it was a
pretty
dumb for lunch.
It's a very nice autumnal lunch, I think.
We're kind of coming into spring, aren't we? It's mad.
Spud. Yeah, yeah.
I mean, the only way it could have been worse if I'd have done it during a heat wave.
Oh, yeah, no, it's not a summer.
But I did enjoy it.
It's not a summer food.
I felt, it felt like, I felt almost like, I felt like a free man.
Really?
Yeah, do you know what I mean?
You've come full circle. You said it made you feel bloated and heavy, and now it's some sort of enlightenment.
But it was such a decadent treat.
A spiritual moment for you.
Yeah, I just felt, you know what, I'm in control of my own life here.
Yeah.
I've chosen a jacket potato.
You're making me want to go and get one.
Shall we?
Oh, yes.
Wink, wink. goals going in across the UK.
Yes, Celtic already 1-0 up against Aberdeen. Callum McGregor scoring after just 2 minutes. Amazing. Yeah? And in the Championship as well, Troy Deeney has scored for Birmingham, rolling back the years. I genuinely thought he retired and just become a pundit, but he's still playing in the Championship. Birmingham 1-0 up at Huddersfield. What, sorry?
He's captain. Oh, he's getting very sensitive, Liam. Liam is a Birmingham City fan. When we mention Birmingham, if we don't get it right...
He's captain, doesn't he?
Yeah, he's still playing, mate.
Yeah, he's still playing. Yeah, he's got years left in him. Yeah, what of it?
Podcasting's Troy Deeney, doing a bit moonlighting, doing a bit of football on the side. We'll keep you updated on all today's 3 o'clock kickoffs in the Premier League. All the 3 o'clock kickoffs are 0-0, including Forest against City, which would be an amazing result. All we've got to do is cling on for another 80 minutes. I'm really worried about that. We see what Haaland did in the week against Arsenal.
Well, I mean, the away game. You've always got to write off games against the top three, haven't you? And just say, just accept that we'll lose.
Yeah, the top three, four, five, sort of top 15, six, you know, the top 19.
Top half, yeah.
We've been talking about winking after Matt Dyson winked to me live on air, and someone got in touch with a phenomenal story. It's John the Plasterer in Bristol. He joins us now. John, what's your experience of winking been?
Oh, excellent. Brilliant. I can wink and wink and save my life.
How? How?
No, back in the good old days of when winking was appropriate, a lady in a restaurant of ours in Magaluf, where I was working, come in. No. She's very attractive. I give her a little wink and she ended up wanting more. So.
Wanting more? That's amazing. So how long did you go out for?
We were probably about, she was working over there as well, so about 3 weeks, I spare.
Great. And did she ever say, oh, I like it when you wink at me?
It was only the one wink, and that sealed the deal.
Really? That's what's swinging.
I didn't need it anymore. The power of the wink, that was it.
Wow. You didn't need any talk. You didn't need to come out with any top lines. It was just one wink. Split
just,
second.
Just literally that one wink, and then she was, like I said, she was very attractive, way too good for me, but... The wink, that's all that...
Leveled the playing fields.
Wow. Yeah, and surely you must have used the wink in other areas. Is it worked elsewhere?
Well, no, literally, I just use it for my kids, so I'm glad that I don't get the same reaction.
It's almost like a Jedi mind trick, isn't it? You wink at someone and they'll just do whatever.
To be fair, that's why I sent the message. I was a bit worried about Matt Ford after you were winking at him. So I thought,
John... You're a hero. Thank you so much.
No worries, Dan. Love the show. All the best.
Kicking you into shape. It's the Rock and Roll Football Podcast.
Football may change in the future. Obviously, they're always looking at rule changes. We've had VAR and goal line technology. Yeah. James McLean, who plays for Stoke, has suggested that, as in ice hockey, there should be 10 to 15 second fights allowed, where you then basically go into a sin bin in football.
Oh, it'd be so good, wouldn't it?
Because the problem is in football now, they all crowd round each other. Every single game, 22 men just sort of crowd round and then nothing happens.
Yeah,
and there is part of you that's like, I'm against violence, but hit him!
Yeah, come on. They all stand with their hands behind their back now at all times, just sort of rutting and putting their heads up together.
They just sort of hold and tussle.
So just to give them 10, 15 seconds to get it all out of their system.
Just a good toe-to-toe, trading blows.
And then you just go, you're both in the sim bin, come back in 10 minutes.
Exactly.
I'm completely with him. I think it'd be amazing.
I mean, 10 seconds is a long time, I'm sure. It sounds like no time at all, but running for 10 seconds is hard.
Fighting for 10 seconds, oh my word,
the fitness required.
Yeah, yeah.
But if you could fight anyone for 10 seconds... Who would it be? Text us on 8-12-15.
Just for 10 seconds.
10 seconds.
Yeah, because like, if you're fighting someone actually hard, you could spend that 10 seconds just sort of running away and trying to block their punches.
You could. I mean, obviously in a fantasy scenario, why wouldn't you make it as easy as possible?
Okay, that's what I've gone for. Norman Price from Fireman Sam. he's so annoying. He's always
Norman!
Norman! He's always causing fires. All over the place. It's an absolute nightmare for his mother. I can't remember her name, but Ponty Pandy is actually ruined by his presence in there.
You're right.
And I know he's a...
He's a kid.
I know he's a kid.
You fight a kid.
He's probably older now. He's grown up now, right?
Well, no, he's
so
forever.
A, he's grown up. No, because Fireman Sam's evolved, hasn't it?
Yeah, no, but he's still a kid in it. He's not grown up.
He doesn't seem to age, does he? Yeah, anyway.
I mean, if it was like, Fireman Sam would be like 90 by now.
Yeah, but Norman, I just feel like he could do with
it. You got 10 seconds in Norman.
Fight.
What would your first move be?
Just a straight swing.
Swing in the face. Straight swing. Can't believe,
clearly. I'd take his glasses off first.
Would
like,
you?
Norman, you have caused havoc in this town. And I, for one, me and Sam have had enough of it, right? And so, have a piece of that, just for 10 seconds.
You spent most of your time monologuing. Like, he'd kicked you in the nuts by now. He's a kid, he'll have a slingshot and all sorts. Well, I think you've underestimated
he's
him.
He's a wily operator, that's for sure, yeah.
So who would you fight for 10 seconds? Text on 81215. It can be a fictional character. Could be a family member.
Yeah.
It could be a... By Dyson's logic, it could be Tyson Fury, just to say that you're in the ring with
him. It could be a footballer. Who knows?
I think make it as easy as... I mean, not only have you gone for a kid, you've gone for a fictional kid.
Yeah. Easy to be a fictional kid, isn't it?
I genuinely think he'd have you. Someone here says they'd fight their dad for 10 seconds. Oh. Feels like there's a lot going on there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't know what the age gap is either.
No, I'm not sure we should unpack it, really.
But I guess that could just be playful, couldn't it be? You know.
Actually, I do love a play fight. Yeah, I love a good play fight.
I tell you what,
just
you
a bit of rough and tumble, you know, just like in on some sofas, roughing each other up a bit.
Yeah, a pillow fight, basically.
Yeah. Well, you don't have to use pillows though. Just grappling.
Grappling.
Yeah.
A wink and a grapple.
Yeah,
sounds like a very hipster pub, doesn't it? Going down the wink and
that's
grapple.
What my life is winking and grappling.
But I imagine you're good at grappling.
I love it. Yeah, it's great.
Yeah, you've got the right shape and
with my eldest
broad
daughter,
shoulders.
We used to, when we go swimming, we'd wrestle in the swimming pool a lot, and she was vicious.
Really?
She'd like scratch me with her nails, and like we'd have proper like, or not fights.
Oh, maybe that's her who's texted in there.
Yes, is that you, Beth? I've told you about texting Daddy at work.
So what, she'd draw blood or what?
No, but she'd leave scratch marks all over me because she didn't hold back. She was like using full force.
Great. And would you encourage her?
Because we'd wrestle in the water. It was great. It was such good fun.
It sounds great. I like a pillow fight or a cushion fight.
Yeah, exactly. It's that's that rough and tumble element. You don't really do it as an adult, do you? You don't have many opportunities to play fight.
Great idea. You know these places now that you get, I mean, they're predominantly in London, but you'll get like a crazy golf indoors and there's a bar at the end of it there's a cricket version. Why not open an indoor soft play rough and tumble for adults?
Like a rumpus room, yeah.
A rumpus room?
You should go in there and have a little fight.
Clotheslining each other and stuff.
Yeah, exactly.
You could not have alcohol on the premises. No, it would escalate too much.
Yeah.
You get the older boys going down.
It's got to stay playful.
You'd end up there with some, you know... It's like when people do this blue-collar boxing or white-collar boxing, whatever they call it, where blokes get to live out their boxing fantasies.
Yes.
And it's mainly middle-class lads doing it, and then you're up against some scaffolder from Newcastle. Yeah. He's going to kill me.
Yeah,
he actually really enjoys fighting.
His fists. Yeah.
Maybe that's your answer, scaffolder from Newcastle. We are still supporting Nuneaton Borough. It's the longest we've supported a team, I think, at all. During Glory Hunters.
Yeah, they just keep winning.
And this is a nightmare for Dyson because he's running out of Nuneaton facts. But let's go there. To the beautiful place of Nuneaton and the facts.
Home of the 8th wonder of the world, Mount Judd, a.k.a. the Nuneaton Nipple, as we've discussed before. But
yeah, that was a few weeks ago.
Just to recap. But Nuneaton Borough have been in touch. Today, with some of their own little facts.
Okay.
And they say our most famous player to don the Nuneaton Borough shirt is George Best.
No way.
And our previous ground was visited by Muhammad Ali.
That's incredible.
I don't know if George Best was probably there for a friendly or something, I presume.
Yeah.
But still.
Still.
Big. It's a pretty big deal, isn't it, really? But other facts about Nuneaton, I mean, there are many. They are many and varied.
Because, it's just absolute filibuster.
There's just so many.
Such as?
Such as.
Like what?
George
Elliott.
Oh, no. Man City have scored, have they? Yeah.
Darn it.
There's the air horn. Bernardo Silva. City ground. We'd held on for so long.
Damn it!
Held on for 41 minutes.
Oh, we almost got to half-time.
It was inevitable, really, wasn't it? But, you know. Oh, well. Let's get back to Nuneaton.
Let's get back to Nuneaton. I was happy there.
So George Eliot, the famous writer, is from there. And George Eliot's old home where she wrote The Mill on the Floss, amongst other
Haven't
stories.
We done this before?
No, wait, wait.
Oh, he's getting out. Fight you for 10 seconds.
We're have a 15-second showdown.
Talk to me like that, wink at me, and then...
She's from there, but... her house, her old house, where she wrote all the her biggest books, is now a beef eater.
Really?
Go. True fact.
So you can go to the site of George Eliot's house
and have a steak.
Oh, is there a blue plaque or anything
steak
there?
Steak and onion rings. There's not. There is a little sign above the door. It says George Eliot used to live here. Yeah.
And is it as? Is the building listed as been turned into a beef eater, or did they raise that to the floor?
No, no, no. It's still, like, the old building is still the old structure, and now they're selling cheap steak.
I've not been to a beef eater for years.
No, I have recently, yeah.
What did you have?
Steak and onion rings, obviously. That's the main staple, isn't it?
And what? How did you have your steak done?
A medium rare.
Okay.
Yeah.
Connoisseur.
Yeah.
And did you get it medium rare?
Peppercorn sauce, yeah.
Yeah. Not English mustard.
Sometimes I like a béarnaise, you know, when I'm really feeling fruity.
Okay. Well. And you had the onion rings. Chips as well?
Yeah. Yeah, the fat chips, though, aren't they? I prefer thin ones.
And did you think,
I like
this
to have
is
the
good
option.
Okay. Yeah. But positive experience at the beef eater?
Positive, yeah.
And
where
was the one you went to?
It was in, it was in between Hastings and Rye. Yeah, nice
little
country one.
Lovely. And is the idea that I guess you just went to a beef eater and were a beef eater.
Yes,
guess,
yeah, exactly.
They're leading you there with a title.
I feel like you
they
should eat beef when you're there. Yeah.
Well, that's so cool. Well, did you think about George Eliot? Did it occur to you that
I had no idea of her connection to
I think that is the best
chain
fact. I wonder if anyone's eaten there. I'd love to go to that one.
Yeah.
Can we go? Nuneaton's not that far from here.
Eaten in Nuneaton. Have you ever eaten in Nuneaton in a beef eater?
Yeah, have you been a beef eater in a beef eater?
Yes.
What if you're a nun and you've eaten? This is just going too far now. Would you fight a big shark for 10 seconds?
If it was in a cage, sort of, I'd just like do the odd punch through.
Punch on the nose.
Yeah.
Punch on the conch.
Punch on the nose. Yeah.
I don't understand why people do those shark cage things. Do you?
No, not really.
Just
no.
Seems not. There's part of it just can't be safe.
No, it can't be. There's so much room for error, isn't there?
I just don't understand that whole idea of putting yourself in harm's way. Mm. It'd be like saying, what we're going to do, we're going to put you in a cage in a derby kit and lower you into Yates's Nottingham at 2 a.m. on a Saturday night.
That's a good idea.
And just see what happens. Yeah. You're like, no. Oh, don't worry, no, they can't get near you. They'll never figure it out. What? Just, why would you do that with the natural world?
I know, it's
underwater
true
in that shark's domain.
Living on the edge. Yeah, it's weird, isn't it? And there's always, like, the old bits of carcass thrown in with you as well, isn't there? It seems
to attract them.
It seems a bit manky, doesn't it, swimming around with all that blood?
Yeah, and just all the heavy diving gear on you. Like, the shark has a clear advantage.
Yes, you're right. It's a strange one.
And it's a killing machine.
I'd rather swim with a dolphin, certainly.
Would you?
Yeah.
Would you fight a dolphin?
Fight a shark, no.
So you could beat a dolphin up? What animal do you think you could beat up?
Oh, wow. I don't think I could beat a dolphin up. I wouldn't want to hurt it. And I think one flick of the tail and you're out.
Yeah. So what animal? I mean, obviously, like gerbils, rabbits.
Yeah, but like quite a big animal.
Yeah, I reckon you could take...
I could beat a sloth. Certainly.
But you've got no energy.
Yeah, that'd be easy, wouldn't it?
And that's your spirit animal. That would that'd be like you beating up yourself.
That's slow motion fight.
What do you reckon is the biggest animal you could beat?
Probably like a sea lion. Again, it's another sort of...
You're just going for the wet ones. What's the... Why are you picking dry land?
Easy targets.
There's literally nothing that exists on dry land.
Easy targets, I think it's the way forward. What could you fight? What animal could you
fight? Oh, no. I mean, I'm scared of cats.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I mean, you wouldn't fight anything too small. Obviously, that'd just be... I reckon... Not a kangaroo.
No.
I think that'd be too scary.
Yeah, definitely.
Not bears or
dangerous
anything like that, obviously.
No, too big, too aggressive.
I think you'd go sort of mid-size. Like, what's a dog size?
Like a sheep.
That'd batter me. A sheep would batter me.
Rams, I've been attacked by a ram before.
Really?
In the Peak District. Yeah, once they're quite scary when they're...
Wink at it. What are people saying, Dice?
Oh, so many suggestions coming in. Ian Beale, Jacob Rees-Mogg. Someone said Tiny Tim, which is out of whatever that is. Jackie.
Maybe they just hate Christmas.
Yeah, yeah, that's it, yeah. Yeah,
fight Santa. Go on, pick on someone your own size.
Yeah. Jackie has said, as a gran who has never slapped anybody in my life, that Norman Price from Fireman Sam will be over my knee for way more than 10 seconds.
Oh, that's nice. The details
yes,
of the fight.
Yes, Jackie.
How would you fight them?
So there's a lot of people squaring up to Norman, which is nice to see.
You've really started that,
yeah.
Though. People naming religious leaders, which are
we can't do that.
Dangerous for us to even read out. Mm. Someone here says, I'd fight those people that sit in the middle lane of the motorway when they're not overtaking anything. It really grinds my gears. Just move over,
yes.
Says Ben in Derby.
Yes, Ben.
Anyone who drops litter.
Yes, of course. Unnecessary. Just do it there and then, do you? You confront people in the street.
No, I don't. I just go. I just sort of.
Yeah, you just look at them angrily and touch.
Grimace on the other side of the street. Someone who says, I'd fight Leo Beebe from Le Mans 66. He's a personification of irritating, pretentious entitlement.
Whoa.
I'd go full Tyson Fury on him. I would fight him, not Tyson Fury. Is that Tyson? My people. I'd fight for my breed, for my tribe. I will become the heavyweight champion again.
Oh, nice.
Putin, someone says here.
Oh, yes, yeah, definitely. Very popular choice.
Someone says Lord Farquhar from Shrek. Clive from Norfolk.
Yeah, knock his hat off. Yeah, he wore a crown, didn't he?
I'll tell you who I'd like to punch. Mr. Soft from the old Soft Mints advert.
Yes, that'd be a great fight.
Because he wouldn't hurt him. Yes. He's got no bones or muscle tissue anyway.
Yes, yes.
And it'd just be, you're not going to hurt yourself punching him.
Oh, imagine him against the Michelin Man. Two or two sort of blobby, inflatable characters going head-to-head.
Even better, Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. You just eat him.
Yeah, yeah. Then
he's the only person who's okay to bite in a fight.
Yes,
because he'd like it. I was almost going to say, get off on it. Another big goal down near the bottom dice.
The second halves are underway and Wolves are losing at home to Bournemouth. What?
At home to Bournemouth.
Marcus Tavernier has scored the goal and unbelievable. A couple of coupon busters happening there with Southampton 1-0 up at Chelsea as well.
Such a boomer thing to say, man.
Oh, sorry, yeah, we don't do coupons anymore. We do all our betting online, don't we?
We just bet with emojis.
Yeah, yeah. That's true.
I don't know. I can't believe emojis are out of date already. Like, just when you get into something.
Yeah, what's going to replace them, do you think? I suppose it's GIFs, isn't it?
GIFs, or just like sound effects. It's like, stuff like that.
Wah, oops.
What's that from?
I don't know, it's some old wacky radio sound effect, isn't it?
Do you remember those key rings?
When they made sound, the noise.
The swore.
Yeah.
The swore.
You'd press a little button. Yeah. They were great.
It was like an American voice swearing.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Kids at school, Adam.
There were fart sound effect ones as well, weren't there?
Yeah, I had the fart app until recently, actually.
Oh, did you? The app? Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, you do like different types.
Oh, it's great. Asking Alexa to do it is really good.
Oh, that must be cool. I've not got Alexa.
Yeah. Oh, haven't you?
No.
Well, or any smart speaker, I suppose.
Okay.
You can ask any of them to do it.
And what would you say? Alexa?
She's got loads of different versions, and she'll tell you which one it is, and then she'll there. But then now she goes,
like a menu.
Do you want to upgrade to premium, and then you can get loads more fart noises just like this? It's like, I think I'll be all right, thanks.
Actually, now you mention it, take my money. It's well worth it. Text on 8-12-15. Who would you fight for 10 seconds? This is after James McLean, the Stoke player, said that football should have the same. Wigan.
Oh,
I just remember
Wigan
him being.
Now?
He was Stoke there, wasn't he? Is
was
it Wigan
Stoke
now?
Yeah. He's piped.
I'll fight you for 10 seconds, Piper. Imagine that as a threat. I'll fight you for 10 seconds.
You can't threaten
in a pub.
You can't threaten to fight your producer for it. You know that's against the rules of radio. But it would be great if we had a scrap.
I've gone all Jeremy Clarkson.
We'll have like a three of us. We'll have a scrap over in the corner.
It's a big man wrestle.
There's not enough fighting on the radio, is there?
You know what? I think you're right.
Live fighting.
Yeah.
Come on.
When did that stop?
Yeah.
When the woke alert, he took over my husband. We have had some suggestions we cannot read out. They're appalling.
Oh, yeah.
but someone says, I'd punch the Pillsbury Doughboy, I'd pummel him until he resembled a pizza base.
Yes, yes, I'd knead his face, like you'd knead dough, but like just kneading him.
That's so good.
I like it, but oh, it hurts.
But as a pragmatic outcome, which is cool.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
And then you can eat him, so you've gone cannibal on him.
Oh, yes.
Well, not cannibal, you've just eaten your opponent.
What a way to deal with the Doughboy.
Big D. There's a story behind that nickname. He says, every time I'm in a dull meeting, I mentally form a fight club and pair someone nerdy against someone less nerdy, wondering if the nerdy person could actually be a secret ninja or a scratcher. That's a bit too much, isn't it? That's the sort of text makes you worry. You go, oh, my word.
Yeah. Yeah, maybe don't bother with that one.
But, you know, what people would say, wouldn't they? You know, oh, if you're in a job interview, imagine people naked because that... Although I never thought that was a good idea. That
seems it puts you at ease, doesn't it? Because you've got your clothes on. So are you suggesting people should imagine fighting the person that they're being interviewed by?
Yeah. Great idea. Yeah.
Next on Rock and Roll Football, it's Munch of the Day.
Oh, it's Munch of the Day! So, what are you going to eat tonight? Text us on... Well, no, you can't. I'm all over the place because the final whistle has gone, Dyson.
The final whistle has gone. Forest have drawn 1-1 with Man City. A huge result. Everton have also beaten Leeds 1-0 full-time there.
Good. I mean, that is... Everton are basically a sort of mini Forest, aren't they? Because it's Daichi, Woney and Stoney, and they're all Forest boys.
Yes, exactly.
Bit of a laugh. Nice, oh, another goal in the Premier League!
Oh! Late equaliser for Brentford. It's 1-1 against Crystal Palace. There can't be long left there. It looks like it's ending in a draw. Janelt with the goal 6 minutes into injury time.
So, Munch of the Day, what are you going to have tonight? Gemma's got in touch with a picture. Sausage goals. They are spherical sausage rolls with like a football pattern on the lid.
Oh, wow.
Flaky pot pastry shaped footballs with sausage meat filling.
Oh, yes. Lovely.
Guaranteed to hit the back of the net.
Picnic egg sort of thing.
Yeah, it looks like... It's basically a round sausage roll.
Great.
Filo puff pastry.
Fully on board.
I can't believe Forest are drawn with City. I think that's the point at which we stayed up. I think that is the biggest point
massive,
of the season.
Isn't it?
We've just drawn with arguably the best club team on the planet,
amazing.
By definition the universe.
They've just beaten Arsenal in that massive game midweek, and then they come to the City Ground and they can't get a win. What is going on?
I've got so much work to do, but I really want to go to the pub. You've got to... I mean, is it mad to like drink because you've drawn 1-1? But with City!
Yeah.
I wish with Forest Graham, and it would have gone mad there.
Wow. What a day. What an amazing day.
So what are people having for their Munch of the Day?
Well, Norman's favourite Ponty Pandy pasta, says Tracy. sticky toffee pudding for the Deitch's boys in blue, says Lewis. Megan Katie's having chicken and white wine sauce with roast potatoes and broccoli. Absolutely heavenly. Nice.
Very classy, that.
Yeah, yeah.
I wasn't expecting people to have like actual proper dinners.
Well, why not? It's a bit late when Match of the Day's on, isn't it?
That's a good point. Yeah. I was going to make a vegan chicken curry, but I just think... How do I now just say, sod it? Let's just... like either get a pizza or get to the pub. But what a wonderful day!
The Rock and Roll Football Podcast with Matt Ford and Matt Dyson. The Seance of the Living on Rock and Roll Football. Send us your questions and Matt Dyson will summon a spirit through the void to answer them.
Okay, everyone, it's time once again to place your hand on your speaker, your device or your radio and summon someone who is alive out there in the ether. Tom on Twitter has today's question. He wants Jim White's views. Old friend of the show, Jim White. We used to have him on every week. Haven't heard from him for a while.
Yeah. Wow.
He wants Jim White's views on Sturgeon's departure. Oh, yes, Scottish special.
Okay.
But is Jim out there?
Will, I've got to tell you, I did not see that transfer coming. I did not see Sturgeon hanging up her boots. I don't know if you did. That early in her career. I think a lot of people are saying what happens next, but let's just reflect. Massive breaking news from Butte House, where Nicola Sturgeon is going from being... no doubt about it, the longest serving First Minister since devolution. Let's remember that. And leader of the SNP leaves undefeated in any Holyrood and Westminster election. An incredible record of election victories, but leaves obviously without the ultimate praise. Now, who takes over is the big debate. Who do the SNP sign in this window to try and get that over the line? This is the closest they've been for a long time. It's also the furthest they've been away. And I'm going to bring in Stuart Pearce now. Stuart, you're a keen watcher of Holyrood, of Scottish politics, of local government and devolved institutions. What do you make of what's happened up there? Well, you know, I've always had a lot of respect for Nicola Sturgeon, you know. You know, we have our political differences, you know. But you've got to admire leadership, you know. I learned that working under the great late Brian Clough, you know, and providing leadership's important. You know, a lot of people might struggle to believe this, but, you know, I always want Scotland to do well, you know. And that, not just on the football field, but, you know, inside the union, you know, whatever the people decide, you know. Got a lot of mates up there. But Stuart, I'm going to interrupt you now, because what do you think happens next, though? People are talking about Angus Robertson, Katie Forbes, Hamza Youssef. How do you see it going? Well, you know, to be fair to Nicola Sturgeon, you know, she was a star striker, you know, and a lot of the other names that you just named there, Jim, you know, they don't come easy off the tongue, but, you know, I think there is talent there. You know, you underestimate them at your peril, you know. Scottish Labour know that better than anyone, and so do the Conservative and Unionist parties, they call themselves, you know. But, you've got to say, it's a big opportunity for Keir Starmer. You know, he'll be looking at that, and he'll just be saying to Anas Sawa, hang on a second, we're in the game here. Well, that's right. What happens next to Scottish Labour? That's coming up after this.
Rock and roll football.
Podcast done.
Well, that was fun, wasn't it? How long do you think you could talk? Because I go,
like, great review.
Thank you for downloading this. Leave a 5-star written review on iTunes. For any goats listening, I'm sorry.
Yeah, very offensive to the goats. You wouldn't want to fight a goat, would you?
Oh, my word, no.
With the ram. That's lethal. Vicious.
Yes! I can't believe it. Wow.
Chris Wood's first goal.
Sensational.
Finally. Yes. Sorry, we better go. See you later.
Yeah, we've got to go and, like, record the show you've just been listening to. Time travel. Get in. You reds. See you next week.